Alright, hello, my name is Isaiah Perez, and what I'm going to be talking about is how did Hitler rise to power? So that's my first topic, how did Hitler rise to power? And my second topic is, how did the Battle of the Bulge affect German forces? How did it affect the Nazi forces? So those are my first two topics I'll be talking about. So, my first inquiry investigation was how Hitler became so powerful, and my question was, how did Hitler rise to power? So, in 1919, he joined a political party known as the name was changed to National... Also, yeah, it's a really hard name. So pretty much the Nazi Party. He joined the Nazi Party. He was one of the best speakers of the party. He told other members to make him leader or he'll leave. So since he was like one of the best speakers, they obviously made him leader of the party. He used violence to advance his political objectives and... He used violence, and he recruited party members who were willing to do the same. And in 1933, he became Chancellor of Germany. So, the impact of the Depression was the weakness of the Weimar democracy. And the strength of the Nazi Party are all some of the factors of how Hitler rose to power. So, some things I learned in there was that he really forced his way into power. He used violence, and he threatened to leave the party. And that's how he really rose to power. My second inquiry investigation was on Battle of the Bulge, and my research question was, how did the battle affect German forces? So, it was the last major German offensive of World War II. It was the second most lethal American battle. 19,276 Americans were killed, and it was fought in the winter, which played a really big role because the terrain is harder to get through and just in general just to fight in. So more than 200,000 German troops and nearly 1,000 tanks were sent to fight, and about 90,000 Germans were killed, weakening their offensive by a lot. So three takeaways are the amount of German troops, because they really, the Nazi Party really wanted to win the war because they sent 200,000 troops, but the number of casualties they faced, it's a lot. And American casualties was a lot, but not as much as the German forces. The Americans were unprepared for the attack because the Germans attacked by surprise, but the fact that we won the battle really proves a lot. And it helps me understand the significance of the war and how trained American forces are. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I just want to say I hope this helped you and gave you some knowledge about the two topics I talked about. So thank you once again, and have a good rest of your day.